I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only in participating restaurants.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy four or more Bosch Iridium spark plugs. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Yeah, you heard it. You got a chance to win $1,000 right now. We are giving you a chance to win a grand at the top of every hour on the station for the next couple weeks. So right now, pick up your phone and text the word EVEN, E-V-E-N. Text EVEN to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your noon keyword is EVEN. Text EVEN, E-V-E-N, to 72881 now for your chance to win a grand. You're going to have another chance coming up right at 1 o'clock, but right now you got plenty of time to text the word EVEN, E-V-E-N, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, so Lewis is a loyal listener to the show, and we appreciate him for being a loyal listener to the show. And he's been on the fence. He's had a decision to make. Do I want to sell my house or do I not want to sell my house? He's had multiple conversations with the Live Love Memphis group over the last several months. Finally made a choice, said he wanted to get his house sold. And, of course, he went with the Live Love Memphis group because we said he should. And he's a loyal listener to the show, and once again, we appreciate that. They listed his house on a Monday, and the next day, it was under contract for list price.
Doesn't get any better than that. What a blessing. Grateful to the folks at Live Love, too, for getting the job done, right? That's all they ever do, John. They check that box every time. They did got the job done for me as well. I told you guys about it. Took a home I thought I'd never be able to sell. I did it in 6 days, multiple offers. That's the kind of work Jennifer does over at the Live Love Memphis group. You should check them out. They're at livelovememphis.com. You could call them up. You want to go ahead and skip that online step, just give Jennifer a call. She's at 901-685-6000. Again, that name is Jennifer Carstensen. She's basically the queen of real estate in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, we're back. This is Jason and John. You can catch us on the radio.com app if you
hello.
If you are not yet, one of the best apps of all time.
It does work pretty well.
It really does. They've made some improvements. Certainly, over the last few months, for sure, for that app. I mean, it got off to a rocky start. We were learning, for sure. But we appreciate you rolling with us. And as you know, if you do roll with us every day, around this time we do the rundown, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
So I have a saying that I think every married couple should live by. Mm-hmm. You know, in the olden day, right, the adage is happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm. But to me, that's sexist because the man and his feelings matter as well. That's my opinion. and you're not going to change my mind. So the adage that I choose to live by is happy spouse, happy house. That means That means both.
That is so millennial.
Because you, as a man, you can be a spouse. As a woman, you can be a spouse.
Respect your feelings too, huh?
And when both are happy,
they don't matter in a marriage. That's why. That's why that silly adage doesn't even apply.
It doesn't.
You young folks try to apply this new knowledge.
It doesn't apply. It doesn't.
Your feelings don't matter in a marriage.
Now
stop.
My wife has said for months that she wants to go to Cardi B. She is sick today. And she had no idea she would be sick today, but she knew that she wanted to go see Cardi B so that she could be sick the next day, if you're catching my drift here.
How convenient.
Yeah. And so, I mean, as you guys know, she was performing at Beale Street Music Fest, and Sam did not get the three-day pass, which would have made way more sense, but she didn't do it. She didn't buy the one-day pass. She didn't buy anything. And so here we are on Sunday morning when the things are out of control. Right, they're going for 120.
Sold out.
You know, can't buy it from Music Fest, so you gotta buy it on the aftermarket. And I wanted to be a good husband, I really did, and I wanted to make that dream come true for her because she wanted to see Barty. And I got on Twitter, best way I know how, and I said, "Hey, anybody got music tickets? You Music Fest tickets they're selling now." Somebody told me that was Bush League. Is that Bush League?
Yeah, it just reeks of desperation.
Why is that Bush League? It's sold out.
I'm trying to find tickets.
I mean, aren't you plugged in, homie, that you don't have to do it out and publicly looking like you begging?
No, I was trying to buy them.
Well, I just think the person that said that was on to something.
I don't get it. I think it's
odd. I can tell by your face you're already getting offended just because I agreed with that person.
It's not like I was looking for free. I was like, I was trying to buy them. I don't know how else to get it out that I'm looking for tickets because you couldn't buy them from Music Fest. So anyway. Got some responses.
You were successful. That's all that matters, right?
And I ended up buying a pair of tickets. And I'm going to change. I'm not even going to use names for the purposes of this story because it's not.
We want real names.
No, we're not doing.
Why not?
We're not doing names.
What happened?
We're not doing names. Anyway.
You don't know this story.
So I got to we did a transaction. I met this person at a nearby institution, and I got the tickets. Sent the money via, like Venmo, PayPal, all that stuff. One of those apps.
A real person.
Definitely a real person.
A listener?
Perhaps even a listener. And anyway, listen, it was a good price. I'm going to say that. It was a good price. This pair of tickets, it was a good price. Based on what they were going for on StubHub/VividSeat/SeatGeek, it was a good price for the pair. And yes, did alarm bells ring in my head a little bit? Of course they did. But you never know until you know. There's no way to know. So you get down there. We get down there around 6:30. We've got the tickets. We're with a friend, and you have to go through the line, and scan the ticket.
We get it. There's a line, dude. Get us to the get. It. What happened when she took the tickets?
The ticket scanning lady, the nice woman, takes the ticket, scans Sam's first, doesn't take.
Do do.
And I was like, everything was in slow motion, bro. Like I
heard
it.
Did it give a negative sound?
Yes, I heard it. I heard it just like that. And then she did it again.
Dude.
Made the same exact sound. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
I don't know, I shouldn't be laughing at you. I've been through this.
And then I was like, hold on. I was like, wait, let me try mine, please, ma'am. She tries mine. What's the sound?
Doo-doo.
I know that sound.
And she looks at us and she goes, she's almost like exasperated with us. She's probably got a bunch of y'all. She's very disappointed in us, this woman is. She says, where did y'all buy these from? Y'all got to stop letting them do this to y'all. That's what she said. I'm like,
you got hustled.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
By a listener.
And I'm like looking at Sam. I'm like, what the hell are we going to do? Because we can't. This is it. I mean, there's no option here. And the woman looks at us and she says, I'm going to be nice to y'all today. And we got through.
That's nice.
And I will say this.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. Don't even go there yet, because listen.
I will say this.
There's more to the story.
I don't know what proper protocol was or should have been, but I did reach out to, the seller, and I said, listen, these tickets were fake.
See, this is the part of the story that never happens to the people that buy the bogus tickets, because you never go back and find the people that sold. You can't find the people that sold you the bogus tickets.
I said these tickets were fake, and yes, we ended up getting in, but not because of these tickets. And I will say for the person, they did refund. They did the right thing. And I appreciate that.
But you still got to go.
Yeah, but not because of the tickets, bro. The tickets were fake.
Bennett, do you understand that this man got to go and he ends up going for free because she let him in and then he got his money back?
But what do you – so what
you now, you're talking about sweet story. He got over. He ends up coming out of it. Now, look, you deserve to because there was going to be a lot. You're going to get turned away and
should
all
I,
that, right?
Should I not have asked but, for a refund? But, the tickets were fake.
You talk about living right. I'm like, this never happens to folks. You never get your money back.
I agree.
And much less the woman that lets you in.
Agreed.
Like, most folks don't get any of that stuff.
First of all,
so you are living right, brother. You are blessed.
If y'all were in my position.
It went down like that.
If you were in my position, you don't ask for the refund?
Hell yeah, I do.
Okay,
because
I'm just making sure.
Because
I'm
you can reach
sure.
back out in this case.
Absolutely,
in the case of me buying them in St. Louis, where I bought them off some dude, my dad and I, off the street.
And I don't.
And wasn't going back to that guy.
And I don't,
this is somebody
I don't
you reached out to on Twitter,
I
dude.
I don't for one second buy that if your tickets, if you bought tickets, you would not ask for a refund.
So clearly the person that sold them to you did not think they were hustling you because they do not refund you
correct.
If they thought so.
I would think that is the case, correct.
If I would have gotten in for free. I would have just let it be a wash.
I didn't get in for free.
You got in for well. I'm saying if you got in, so it's like you got in.
But not because of the tickets, bro.
He's
what
bringing
I'm
up
saying,
another.
What
this,
I'm saying.
This should be discussed.
Is,
actually,
if it was
the tickets were fake.
Just listen to me. If it was me in that situation, I would think, man, this is going to be bad karma if I try to go back and just get some money out of this.
No.
But that is crazy.
But you have to go check to see if they hustled you, though.
If they offered to pay you, for the inconvenience.
Then you're really not, you know, you see, I see what you're bringing up, Ben,
it's just
a valid point.
I just as easily don't get in. I just as easily get turned away and embarrassed and humiliated.
I would say in 90% of the time, that's
absolutely.
Going to be the case. You got lucky on the.
Bro, there is absolutely no chance that if that happens to you, you're not going to go back and ask for your money back.
Jesus got you covered. You don't even know it.
I might as well have just jumped the fence and got in.
This man.
That's basically what happened.
He got it both ways. He got back over. The system trying to get over on him.
And I'm supposed to. That's crazy. That is a crazy stance, and I don't for one second believe
Bennett,
you
would not have confronted the person that sold you the tickets initially
like, well,
thinking that you had been hustled.
I guess.
Of course you would have.
You
would have gone back to them.
I probably would have just let it go.
Oh, wow. I don't even know if that's like high road or anything, though. I think you probably need to find, if you can, wouldn't you try to go back and say,
I just want to know what this dude,
like, what's the explanation?
What this dude has done to deserve all of the stuff that
bro,
happens to him.
Jesus
he
walks
drives
beside
up in
this
here
man.
In a brand new car.
He won't
every
even come to the church
day,
with me.
Every
and
day.
Jesus loves you so much, John, but that's what he does.
And now he's going to Music Fest for free.
He's
something right.
Ben, and now I'm with you. Now we feel the same way. Jesus got you, bro.
Anyway, what happened?
What a wonderful woman to let you in there.
I agree. That was, you know, touched by an angel for sure. Anyway, we saw Cardi B. And let me just say this, because I know you have some other things that you want to touch on as well.
I'll take your time, man. I'm in no rush.
Cardi B put on a fantastic show. Great show. Sexy, energetic, fun. Oh, it's a sexy show now.
Yeah, I know. Not for the
But, I mean, maybe not for
the... What was it? If you could give it, like, a rating, like, as far as, like the movie
rated
ratings?
R.
Rated R. Okay.
Definitely a rated R.
Rated R.
You know, rated
not
R show. X. A lot of twerking, a lot of... F-bombs, you know, a lot of definitely
gotcha.
A rated R show, not for the kids. So I want to get that out of the way. She puts on a very good show and she's fun and all that. However, I probably will not be doing this again. I don't think Music Fest I'm built for anymore.
See, you sit up here and you look at me like I'm the old man in here or something because it's not my thing and you shouldn't look at me that way.
You get
it's for young folks, man.
It's
younger
for,
than you.
Yes, even younger than me, dude. Even younger, and I'm 27, so it's for kids, it's for people way younger than me, honestly. And I learned that this weekend. Certain parts of it, I would guess. So you have to is you have to stake a position, right?
Yeah.
You got to get close enough to the stage so that you can actually lay eyes on Cardi B and see her.
See,
you know, that's important.
If they want me and fam, I got to get Jill Scott. I got to get India. I got to get them during the day. I got to get them midday, early afternoon. I can bring the family out there. You know what I'm saying? Like for me, if that's how they go. Because to me, all the key ones are the ones that you'd want to see. They're at the end of the night. I can't take my kid down there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they want to get me in my crowd.
Yeah.
And sounds like you in the future. Well, you ain't going to care about Charlie Wilson and all that.
Yeah. So you have to stake your position and close to the stage 2 hours in advance.
Because I know thousands of folks went down there and had a good time. So don't act like it's just the worst thing. it's not your speed anymore.
Bro.
But don't act like that they didn't have a monster year down there finally having somebody relevant as heck.
Oh, no, it was
a huge success. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying I was miserable because of it.
Two huge stars. Well, actually, they had.
I mean, Miley rolled up in there.
Miley was there, yeah.
I mean, Khalid is one of the biggest stars in the world right now. Yeah.
Like, this is, from a success standpoint, one of their best ever, if not the best ever.
Yeah.
I'm imagining.
On my left.
I think it's, I would say it's probably their most relevant.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's what we've been saying.
That they've had.
On my left, there was a stripper fight. On my right.
Yeah, that's what I can't get.
Well, how do you know it was a stripper?
Because she was letting everybody know that she was a stripper.
Oh.
That mean like she'll cut you.
On my right.
She was there to see her old friend Cardi B. Cardi B used to be a stripper.
Exactly. On my right, somebody was going into convulsions. There was a seizure. And you cannot move. Your pack, I've never seen.
That's all expected.
You know, man, dude, this was another level for
that's
Cardi
been happening
B,
at Music Fest, those things forever.
Look, this ain't Charlie Wilson, okay? This was a pretty massive crowd. So you couldn't leave to go to the bathroom. You couldn't leave to get a drink because the beer stand nearest ran out of beer. You got one dude having a seizure over here.
Oh,
one girl behind you popping Molly's. They're peeing on the ground.
No.
Yes, they are. They surrounded. Like, they all took like this group of girls, they made a circle and let the one girl pee. And it's like 2 feet away from me. And I'm just like,
I didn't even know that was a tactic that they had up their sleeve.
Yes, and then she offered it to me because I was complaining to Sam about having to go to the bathroom. And she was like, we'll take a knee around you. I'm like, no, it's okay. It's fine. So anyway.
Down for the cause, apparently. That group.
Yeah, so anyway, that's my point. Music Fest was a roller coaster, man. And on the way out, we ran into James Wiseman. He was there.
Well, you buried the lead.
On the way out. We ran into James Wiseman.
Hello there.
And my wife got a picture with him. So that was a highlight of the night.
James down there taking in a little Cardi B.
He definitely was. He was very far removed from the crowd, I would say. He was standing far back.
Would want to be.
He was not in the mix, but it was a time. I will say that it was definitely an experience at Music Fest. And
did Block Boy JB like crowd surf?
I wasn't there for that one.
A picture of it on Friday looked like he might have been crowd surfing.
So I saw people saying that Miley didn't perform in front of a bunch of people, but the pictures looked like she performed in front of a big crowd.
Yeah, and it was raining. Everybody loved the rain. She did Walking in Memphis with Mark.
Yeah, I think she only did like four songs because it was like a Facebook-sponsored thing. They flew her out there.
Exactly.
And yeah.
I have a little bit of a problem with the way that Miley acted as if she was from Memphis, though. Like, on her Instagram, she kept saying, home, sweet home.
But I thought she had a thing about Nashville. Like, she didn't. I didn't think she did it too much. I thought she talked about being from Nashville.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see it.
I didn't think she was flogging.
What?
We really going to do this?
What?
Because he's acting
like she was flogging, like she's from here. I don't want to say that if that's not the case.
You're going to bring up Justin Timberlake?
Because I know we on this show just get upset anytime anybody doesn't mention Memphis and how much they like, and she comes in saying she's home. Why? I mean,
yeah, but I'm saying that's false flagging.
I'm just saying I appreciate
from Memphis.
Whatever, dude. When a big time artist comes in, and it's like, man, I'm home.
That feels so stupid.
Why?
Because she's not from Memphis.
I don't care. She said I'm in my home state.
She's in Tennessee.
That's false flagging, bro.
It doesn't matter. She's representing, like, for the city that she's in.
She didn't act like she's from here.
She did. She said home sweet home.
She did say home sweet home.
Woman, you ain't from Memphis.
I appreciate that.
I get that, but
I thought that was cool.
My understanding, she talked about being from Nashville. If she did that, too, that offsets it.
Well, I just feel like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth there, Miley.
Okay.
But again,
I'm pro.
The Killers, by the way, on the way out, the Killers did a damn Walking in Memphis. Apparently, that was the song of the weekend. They did a cover.
That's
the only song that Memphis has ever produced, apparently.
That's.
So, anyway.
I got a lot of thoughts on that. But
that was my Music Fest experience. I am so glad to hear that you would not ask for a refund. That is really surprising to me.
If I had a good time, you know.
That is really surprising to me.
It's all good.
Anyway, that's the
you'd have been burned up. Your money, you too cheap. You'd have called them.
Yeah.
You want that money back, Ben.
100%.
We know you too well.
But it was like, I mean, you broke even. Like, you know, you got in, like
But I didn't get in because of the ticket. I got in because of sheer luck.
Hey man, I'm glad for you. I'm happy for you.
Anyway.
You've had a lot of good luck lately.
I guess I have, man. That's my Music Fest experience.
Next story.
You have been to the hood.
Yep.
And you ain't been to the hood.
I'm from the hood.
And you see an elderly African-American woman out on her porch.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a broom. You know why she's got it? Because the neighborhood's going down all around her.
Oh, right? My Lord.
All right? And I want you to think about, when you think about that scene, think about me holding that broom. You understand what I'm saying, John Martin? Think about me holding a broom and telling you, like that old lady would, get your ass.
Is that what
get you- your ass. Get your ass. Do you understand me? And that is me talking to you Cardinals fans. Now, this goes without saying, I respect you guys because it's one of the great rivalries, not just in baseball, but in all of sport. But on Friday, you'll remember that a man on this show predicted a sweep of you Cardinals and your hating-ass fans. And it turns out that that man that made that bold, bold prediction was right. Get your ass out of here. Get out of Wrigley Field. You don't deserve the kind of respect I'm trying to give you as an organization. When you come in there and you play like that, you get outscored 23-10 in three games. You like salami? Because you got two. John, they got two salami sandwiches right in their mouth. One from a backup catcher.
Wow,
named
that's
Taylor Davis.
That's humiliating.
Oh, it helped us come back from a four-run deficit, and John, it just made my heart flutter. I got a lot of flack on Friday from Cards fans who at that time, John, they were they were leading the division at that point, John. I got a lot of flack for predicting sweep at that point, John.
You did.
Who's leading the division now?
I think it's the Cubs.
It is the Chicago Cubs. And look, guys, most of the time, you guys know I keep it Christian on here. I don't like to lose my Christian identity. But this rivalry, particularly when we have the upper hand like this, brings out some of the flesh, John Martin. And the flesh was out this weekend. Chris Bryant sort of cemented it with that final grand salami last night, John. In a 13-5 win, we go in down, we come out up. I told you the Central runs through Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you ever forget it. Brad forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Had to tell him this morning, get your ass out of here.
Thank you for giving us the imagery of that elderly woman on her porch.
Get your ass.
Man, when we come back, Jason Fitz is going to join us. We will talk to him about horse racing and NFL. And he's a music guy. So I want to give him my dilemma because there appears to be a little bit of disagreement over what happened. There's a difference of opinion,
right,
which I think is insane, by the way. I think this should be absolutely universal, no argument whatsoever. But anyway, at least ask for the money back. Maybe you get it, maybe you don't, but you should at least ask for the money back because, again, the tickets did not get you into the event.
You're a little bit too concerned, a little bit too defensive about this.
Well, anyway.
But we'll see what he says.
Well, Ben is trying to make me feel guilty about it.
I see, and it's working.
Well, we're going to ask Jason Fitz about it when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 1 p.m.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the entire nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop in. Here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we have delivered over 2,300 custom-fit stance shirts in a year. We take three measurements, load in the computer, and it gives us the perfect fit shirt out of 175 tries to fit you. Once we get the perfect fit, you have over 150 fabrics to choose from, starting at $98, and 7 days later, bam, shirt is delivered. Gary, you are not an off-the-rack fit, and you know yours fit perfect. No more baggy Michelin man fit or rolling up those sleeves to look like a barbershop quartet.
I could not buy off the rack. That's why I don't buy off the rack. I get my shirts custom made at James Davis. If you need one, same kind I own, you know where to go. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center. They're on the web, jamesdavisstore.com. Check that website, jamesdavisstore.com.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're in the market for a new car, you have to check out Hyundai. Their shopper assurance program is the future of car shopping. There's a ton of features, from transparent pricing to streamlining the purchase online, but my favorite part, you can schedule a test drive at home or work with Hyundai. It's easy. Too busy to go test drive? They'll even come to you. Hyundai Shopper Assurance, available at participating dealerships only. Test drives subject to availability. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance for more details.
A coffee stain.
on my white shirt. Stuck in my head just like the song, this catchy song. Can't stop thinking about this date, just like the song. I'm on a date.
We're on a date.
With a girl named Jane.
That's me, I'm Jane.
She must be staring at my stain.
I totally am.
Get stains out of your clothes and out of your head with 10 times the cleaning power of Tide. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call, and if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Tell him Gary Parrish told you to call.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, guys, so summer is just around the corner. We're all working. We're all working hard, grinding in the gym, trying to get that summer body ready, eating clean, drinking a gallon of water a day. But sometimes, if you try to do this before, you try to get in shape, sometimes it doesn't happen as fast as you want it to. So if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a simple procedure, 45 minutes, 60 minutes. You can do it on your lunch hour. So keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Just call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Jason Fitz is going to join us here in just a moment. I do want to read a couple of tweets that I got, Jason. This is from...
About your dilemma?
Yes.
Well, your side wasn't really a dilemma for you. You came out great.
Yeah, so here's what Never Switch Sides says. You absolutely did right. It's not your fault they let you in. What if you didn't get in and you didn't get your money back? Right? So I agree with Memphis Select here. Never Switch Sides. Drew Walker says, good on you for getting your money back, but you make zero sense. The ticket lady doesn't feel sorry for you and let you in without the fake tickets. You think she lets you in if you walk up there empty-handed? Next time, take your ass to StubHub. I mean, I basically did walk up there empty-handed. I mean, I had a piece of paper that meant nothing to her.
No, I'm sure she'd been through it with a lot of, and she, dude, she'd been, probably been through it with a bunch of couples before you.
Mead, I can't believe that this is Mead Kendrick. That's some cheap stuff. The only way you should have still asked for your money back after getting in was if the guy had full knowledge that the tickets were bogus.
Let me ask you something, John, to help me with a little clarification here.
Mm-hmm.
When you contact the person that sold you the tickets at that time, I'm sure thinking that person hustled you.
Mm-hmm.
When you contacted them, did they offer to refund you or did you say, give me my money back?
They offered.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a difference there to me.
Yeah. I'm happy to go through it. I mean, I'm happy to go through it. I said, you know, I want to be cool about this, but, you know, these tickets are fake. They were fake. They scammed both. Neither of them worked. And this person said, I'll send you the money back.
So I didn't even ask. So does
see in that case,
does that change your perspective? Does that change? I mean, you guys act like I'm the worst human being on planet
Earth. I just wonder if some of the people that are making the points against you there are saying, and asked for it. I think there's a difference between the person clearly saying, oh, I didn't mean to hustle you. Here's the money back. Yeah. And you take, then you saying, give me my, you know what I mean? After you've obviously lucked up.
No, clearly, in that situation, Bennett would have been like, nah, you seem like a good person. Just have my money. Just keep it. No problem.
I don't know too many of us at that point that would have turned it down and just said, you know what? I got in anyway. It's a wash. There's some out there that would do it. I'm not telling you. I don't know if.
Would you do it?
I would like to think I would have, but
no
I don't
chance.
Know. When you offer me the money I just gave you back, I don't even need to tell you about what went down that I got in.
I mean, that's not her business anymore, right? Or his business or whoever, you know? Like, that's just the way that what happens after is irrelevant.
Now, my pastor would tell me that you had something good happen before you go to let that wash out.
Bingo.
But why does it have to mean letting the person who sold me bogus tickets keep the money?
Well, I'm saying once they offered this person, I'm just saying from that standpoint, right? You're talking about what the pastor would say. Well, once they offered, okay, that's enough of you tried to make it right. I'm going to let this wash. I don't think there's too many of us that would not take the money. I'm saying that.
See, what I'm saying is what you're hinting at is that that person who...
But he ain't going to go to hell for it, though, Bennett.
I mean, apparently
not.
I am.
I'm saying he's yelling at me over here saying, you're lying, saying that you wouldn't take that money. I'm saying if they were so easygoing about it, like, oh, man, my bad, I'll offer you the money, I would have been like, you know what, I got in.
You saying, it's okay. Man, you're making yourself look real good.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
God knows whether you're lying or not.
If I would have said something and the person was like, oh, no, those were real tickets, then I would have been like, no, those weren't real tickets. You owe me my money.
And then,
but because they were so cool about it, you know.
Yeah, hey. I mean, that's fair. I think there are people out there that would say that. No. I don't know if you would do it in the moment.
I think all that is bogus. I think anybody calling me cheap is ridiculous.
I didn't call you cheap.
I'm saying on Twitter. I think for you to call me cheap for just...
Well, we can tell you've been offended. Your whole tone has changed.
Well, I am offended.
Yeah, what? Did I just say we can tell?
Because people are acting like
You wear it on your sleeve.
I'm the scum of the earth for doing what I think most people in my position would have done.
I do think a lot of people would have done that. I'm saying I probably wouldn't have.
I don't believe you, bro.
That's fine. You don't have to believe me.
Do you believe him?
I wonder. Because
if
again,
I'm already up in there having a good time, I don't want to deal with that right now.
I don't want to deal with getting my money back and just clicking one button and transferring it back to my bank where it belongs.
Let me ask you a question. Did you say the person was a listener?
Maybe at one time they were.
Oh, my gosh. Now you're adding a whole other layer to it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We've lost a listener because of you.
Dude, that's not – again, it shouldn't matter whether they're
John.
A listener or not. It shouldn't matter if they're a listener or not.
The Lord blessed you and let you in through that woman, and look what you did.
The Lord blessed me, not the person who sold me the tickets. So why should I have to – you know, why should I not contest? That's my question to you.
Again, I'm telling you, the person offered the money as soon as you said, hey, these tickets didn't work.
And then
–
And then Bennett, who is
90%
the
– 90% of Memphians take that, I
Nobel
think.
Peace Prize, you know, peace – you know. Oh, no, I want you to keep the money because I'm having a great time.
Would you take the money back?
Oh, you want to take calls on this? 535-3776?
If it's the same situation, I just want to know how many of them out. And again, this feels like we're setting ourselves up here for...
For
the good folk to call and say and beat you up and say, no, I wouldn't take it. And
no, I
want to
hear. I want to hear if I was out of line.
But it feels common sense to me.
I hope so. 535-3776. 535-ESPN. Here's the situation. You buy tickets on the aftermarket, right, for Music Fest. You get down to Music Fest, and those tickets don't work. However,
you get in.
You're allowed in. You're allowed in.
They're calling.
Do you request your money back? Or I didn't even request.
You did. I think, and that's a difference. I think it's a difference that matters.
If the seller offers to give you your money back,
after you contacted
do
them.
You transfer it?
That's what matters. I mean, it's different. It's different.
Do you transfer it? 535-3776, 535-ESPN.
I believe you get that money.
That's what I think. But
that's
I
common
hear.
Sense, Memphis.
I think I'm going to finally be on the right side of things for once in my life.
We
Let's go
see.
To Rodney in East Memphis. Rodney, you're on.
Hey, I would have called a guy or girl and said, hey, these tickets are bogus. I want my money back. You know, my thing is I would have threatened some type of lawsuit or exposure of their name. But since the man gave the money back to you, then, hey, you know, no problem. But it wasn't the Lord that you got into that festival. So that festival ain't got nothing but a bunch of sinful stuff going on. So don't put it on the Lord, Jason.
Rodney, we appreciate the call. And I should say, like,
oh, it wasn't. Let's not act like it's all debauchery down there, though. I mean, there's some acts down there that the Lord does approve of. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, listen, I want to make it clear that the person did the right thing.
I feel you on the Lord, him saying the Lord ain't telling you go see Cardi B. I feel you on that. That's true. Let's not act like the Lord is saying don't go to the Beale Street Music Festival.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Rodney, appreciate the call. 535-3776-535-ESPN. What would you do in that situation? Let's go to Ben in Midtown. Ben, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
So, you know, the way I look at it is like this. It's like getting sold something that's stolen, finding out it's stolen and giving it back, except then you got the real product itself plus your money back. So, yeah, the guy selling you the tickets that were bogus was wrong to begin with. But since you went ahead and capitalized on it, yeah, you're wrong, too.
I'm wrong, too. Interesting. Ben, appreciate the call. But I also did not ask for my money back. That was offered.
I misunderstood. Was he saying you should walk away after you get the dent?
I think he's saying I shouldn't have taken the money.
Okay.
I think he shouldn't have.
Because I know you're not saying walk away when that woman says go in.
No.
Now you feel like you're part
he's
of a hustle.
He's saying since I got in.
Okay.
But I got, sure. But I didn't get in because of the tickets, though. I mean, that's the thing. Let's go to Frank downtown. Frank, you're on.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Yeah, brother.
Okay, so my 16-year-old daughter, we had bought a 3-day pass back in January from Ticketfly. She gets there at 6:30 on Friday night, presents the ticket, and the lady said, this ticket's no good. We don't take Ticketfly.
What?
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Fortunately, she had a friend whose dad is a big sponsor who had more tickets. But I totally agree with you, John. I would have asked for the money back, and I would have expected the money back.
Thank you. Because, you know, were you not supposed to go to Ticketfly? You got in, so shouldn't you just be happy that you got in? You don't need a refund from them, right?
I came in late to the story.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying, like, in your situation, just because it, you know, I think everybody's saying that because it's an individual seller that you should just allow them to keep the money. But in this situation, it's a corporation. You're a little bit more comfortable asking. No, of course, you're going to always ask for the money back. Frank, we
I know.
Agree.
How did you get in when your ticket was denied? I missed
that
part.
She just let him in. Yeah,
she just let you in?
She said, I'm going to be nice to y'all today.
Well, that makes me even more pissed that she didn't let my daughter in.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
That's a fact right there. I told him most folks ain't getting in.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. But I love the people down there, though. I'm going to be honest with you. Frank, appreciate the call. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Mike in Cordova. Mike, you're on.
Hey, guys. You absolutely get your money back. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you got in and had a blast or not. You cannot allow the people that sold you that ticket to think they got away with something.
Agreed.
Or to let it slide, or they're going to try it on someone else. Teach them a lesson, get your money back, and that's how I stand on it.
Now, listen.
That's a good point.
Mike, appreciate the call. It is, again, I want to say it's possible. It is a possibility that
the scammer got scammed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like the person was so quick to offer you the money back, it almost sounds like that. That's sort of what I've
no doubt
kind of assumed.
But should that change your expectations?
Of getting your money back? No,
yeah.
I don't. I think common sense tells you, especially when that person offers it back, you're going to take it back.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Hank. Hank, you're on.
What's going on, Jason and John?
Yo. What's up, brother?
Hey, y'all kind of answered what I was going to say. The tickets you got might have been legit, and the bogus tickets might have been used earlier in the day for someone else to get in. But I still would have asked for my money back.
Hank, we appreciate the call, man. Yeah, I don't know what it was a 3-day pass. That's what I know. It was a 3-day pass. So I'm assuming that those can be scanned.
I wonder how many people this happened to and how many people have been called this weekend by Sierra Leone.
A lot, apparently. A lot.
Does it all tie together?
Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're on.
Yo. I'm with that guy 2 calls ago. The real winner here is the person that sold you the tickets. You cannot let that stand. It's right. It's borderline heroic to get your money back. That's what I say. That's my 2 cents.
Not all heroes wear capes, Ryan. We appreciate the call. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Raymond in Millington. Raymond, you're on.
What up, guys? Hey, so I work at FedEx Forum. I see this all the time with the tickets. People get bogus tickets or the wrong tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take both sets of parties down to the box office and let them work it out. But, man, listen, do you believe in karma, John?
Of course.
Okay, listen, you got in. If that was me and I got in, I wouldn't worry about it. I'd have might have tried to find out for future reference, who sold me those tickets, and hey, you sold me some bogus tickets, but the fact that I got in and had a good time, I really would have just chalked it up.
Okay, Ray, we appreciate the call.
All right.
Appreciate you listening, brother.
All right, so here's the deal.
And again,
as I said before, it was made right.
Let's get to the bottom of it.
But the young woman who did sell me the tickets has called in. She's here. Yo!
Hey.
What's going on?
Okay, I am defending myself here. I was not trying to scam you. I promise everything. I used those same set of tickets on Friday. I got in no problem. And the thing is, my sister and I were going to go using those tickets. So I would have been in that same position. I had no idea that that was going to happen. And that's why I was so quick to give you your money back. And I wasn't trying to scam you. I didn't know they were bogus tickets. I wouldn't have done that, especially because you're on the radio. Like, you think, like, now it's this. Like, I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that.
I have a question. Are you from Sierra Leone?
That's funny. I'm not. I'm from here. From Memphis.
Okay.
As I said, you made it right, which is the most important thing.
I'm glad that you were able to get in, because I was really worried. I felt bad that you weren't going to be able to see the concert because I gave you the tickets that didn't work.
Yeah,
so,
she cried.
I was bawling.
Oh, my God. John,
so
how
bad.
Could you take the money?
I felt so
you
bad.
You should have just let her keep the money, John. Listen to her.
No. I don't want the money.
I'm kidding.
That was right.
Do you have any idea what could have happened? Because to you,
used them on Friday.
I had no idea. Like, when I got his message back, my heart dropped. I was like, I just felt terrible. I had no idea. I was going to use those.
Okay, so we think that the company we got it from has, like, a certain amount of tickets per day, and maybe they, like, scan too many tickets on Sunday. So let's say, like, the limit was 10. And maybe y'all are like 15, and so they stopped letting people in under that company.
That's actually a good theory.
Yeah.
Or they printed too many of the same tickets, so then somebody had already used those tickets from the same day.
Yeah. Well,
you guys were awesome to give John his money back.
Yeah, and y'all made it right, which a lot of people in y'all's position would absolutely not have done that. And so I definitely do
appreciate y'all listening and calling
awesome
in, too. Y'all are awesome.
I felt bad. I was like, we listen to y'all. I just felt really bad, and I was like, okay, I'm calling.
Oh, y'all are cool as it gets.
Hey, I think because these people did such a good deed, we need to hook them up. So stay
100%.
Stay on the line. We're going to hook you up with something. Stay on the line.
Wow. Okay, thank y'all. Right. Thank you. We love
y'all. Memphis.
All right, we love
thank
you back.
Thank you.
This is
what is so heartfelt.
This has taken a turn. I didn't expect it to go here.
Hey,
now I feel bad taking any more calls. Like
now you feel bad taking that money, don't you?
No, I don't feel bad taking that money. I'm gonna spend that on who knows what. Appreciate. I don't want to say any names, but she did the right thing clearly, and I think you.
Oh man, those are good people.
Yeah,
good Memphians.
Yeah,
too.
And anyway, you learn a lot. You learn a lot. So anyway, I feel like I need to take a break. And when we come back, Jason Fitz is going to join us. Jason Fitz will join us on the other side. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Be sure to visit Frontier Western Store for the perfect Mother's Day gift. You can't go wrong with Frontier's amazing selection of boutique-style clothing. Thousands of tops, tunics, and dresses in stock with many just $14.99. Available from small to 3X. Much requested maxi dresses are now back in stock also at $19.99. Need another idea? Try a printed t-shirt. Frontier has recent new arrivals by Girly Girl, Puppy Love, and Simply Southern. You also won't find a better selection of novelty t-shirts than at Frontier, starting at just $16.99. And there's so much more at the store. Thousands of in-stock boots by Airrat, Circle G, Dan Post, Durango, as well as fashion sandals, hats, fragrances, purses, and wallets, jewelry, and other accessories. Select Simply Southern jewelry pieces or buy one, get one free. Still not sure what to grab? Grab a Frontier gift card. Available in any amount. Trust us, she'll love it. Frontier Western Store. 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. And on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply to business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Let's up your life with Let's. Let's up your life.
Transport your mom to a state of complete relaxation with the All About Mom Spa Package at Serenity Day Spa. Order and print a gift certificate online at serenitymemphis.com. That's serenitymemphis.com.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Many treat me like the wonderful. Ain't the favorite on your undercard, the loudest under God. So don't make me get the rock.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Monday around this time, we talk to Jason Fitz. We're going to do that now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz, host of Spain and Fitz and SportsCenter on Snapchat. Listen to Jason every weeknight on 92.9 FM, ESPN and 680 AM. And hear him now live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, man?
Gentlemen, I'm just curious. When, like, Memphis is playing for a national championship in basketball, like, am I still going to get to talk to you guys all the week? Or are we too big time?
No, you're the big time guy. No, we would love to have you because you'll probably be broadcasting live from the Final Four, I'm assuming. So, yes. We
good
would.
Lord willing and the creek don't rise. That's what we're all hoping for, you know?
Exactly. So, anyway, before we get to all that happened over the weekend, you are a musician, and this was your life for a long time. You played it. Did you ever play at Beale Street Music Fest?
I don't think we did play Beale Street Music Fest.
Gotcha.
No.
Well, it happened over the weekend, and Miley Cyrus was here, and Cardi B was here. Good lineup, very good lineup. I have a fundamental question and a fundamental dilemma I want to ask you, and I think your perspective is unique on this. So we've mostly solved it, but I think maybe you can have a unique answer here. The Sunday event, the Sunday day pass, it was sold out, right? Cardi B was the headliner yesterday. And my wife really wanted to go, and so I solicited tickets on Twitter. You know, anybody got tickets to sell? And I got a few people, and I bought a pair. I bought a pair for what felt like a pretty good price. They were going for a lot of money. Anyway, we got down there. The tickets didn't work, Fitz. The tickets, when they scanned them, the physical tickets, they did not work. We got let in because the ticket scanner, I think, felt bad for us. There was a long line. I don't think she wanted to, you know, cause a lot of commotion, and we ended up getting in. And I went back to the person that sold me the ticket, and I told them the situation, and they refunded the money. I did not ask. They offered. Was I wrong to take the money since I got in?
No, you're not wrong at all. I mean, you take that cash back. Like, you if they want to offer it to you, which, by the way, is the right thing to do, then, yeah, you take that cash back. The other side of it is, I'll give you the artist side of it. when somebody makes counterfeit tickets in general and sells them, you don't remember that you bought that from a person. You don't remember that you bought that from a site. You remember that the last time you went to that festival or you went to see that artist, you got jobbed over, right? And that's ultimately what you remember. So it doesn't matter what, like, I have friends that happened to that were going to see Aerosmith years ago. And every time Aerosmith comes up to this day, they're like, no, I'm not going to go see that. I remember that time that the tickets were fake. There's a spot here where we have to remember that from an artist standpoint, I want you to get refunded so that you have this positive experience so that the next time Cardi B's coming to town, you don't worry about it. I mean, that's the right thing to do. Everybody should lose money, and if you happen to make money in the process, that's fine with me.
I come from a place of ignorance on this, Fitzy. You went to Juilliard. You can tell me, how talented is Miley Cyrus?
She's actually incredibly talented, you know, and that's the funny thing, you know, when you talk about some of the women in pop right now, and it's funny to me because, like, Ariana Grande gets some grief from people at times, and I always go back and say, hey, look, listen to her sing at soundcheck, and she crushes every single thing. Demi Lovato, I was at a few years ago, I was at we were playing a White House Ray Charles tribute near the end of the Obama administration, and there were all of these incredible acts that were playing. It was like Usher was on it, and Alabama Shakes was on it, and all these, like, everybody was going in. And I'll never forget, Demi Lovato stood up on stage and she soundchecked. And after she soundchecked, every single female that was on the event refused to go on after her. She sang so well. And so there's this moment where we have to remember pop sort of is what it is. Mm-hmm. Miley's one of those artists that goes out and she's able to change herself. She's able to make different music every time she makes music, and she sings her tail off. So, you know, I got nothing but respect for Miley and the fact that, you know, she's done it her way, and that doesn't, I don't always agree with her way,
sure,
but she's never chased commercialism, and she's managed, and this is maybe the most difficult thing in the world, she's managed to make us forget Hannah Montana. And
sure
that in and of itself, like, when you talk about acts that can do that, like, it's her and what, Justin Timberlake makes us forget NSYNC?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are only a few of them that can separate from that past, and she's done it.
That's a great point.
Yep, there's no question about it. All right, on to some other things that happened over the weekend. The XFL, actually, today, they announced multi-year agreements with ESPN and Fox Sports to televise games starting with 2020 in their 2020 season. What is going to make the XFL, I guess these are things that we will learn, right, over the next, you know, over the next calendar year, but what do you think are the lessons that the XFL can look at the AAF and learn and maybe avoid going forward?
I think the number one lesson has to be being able to find the broadcast in a consistent spot, you know, and that's what we talked about so much with the AAF. And I'll be honest, I'll be transparent. I don't know the full details yet of the ESPN, ABC, and Fox announce. I think it's a big deal that it's on ESPN, ABC, and Fox, but I think the most important thing is they give it to us with continuity in the same spot every single week at the same time. We need to be able to have destination viewing to get behind some of these teams. And I said it at the end of the AAF, I'll say it again, I think the XFL has made a really difficult business decision when it comes down to playing in massive football stadiums. The New York team, for example, playing at MetLife, the place is going to look like a ghost town. So how they make the broadcast interesting when the stadiums are empty is going to be one of the biggest challenges they have. Like, it can't look lame, and there's a really good shot if we have to and even, you know, obviously I work for ESPN. If they are putting those broadcasts all over on different, you know, ESPN Plus 1 week, and it's on ESPN 3 the next, and then it's on .com the week after that, that does not serve the XFL.
Right.
There's got to be an aggressive path to watching the games in the same spots at the same times every week.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and you look over the last, you know, several months since the AAF folded up, and we'll see who all makes it right to the final roster cuts, but you've seen talent. You've seen AAF talent, guys who are playing in that league, get picked up by NFL teams. Is that, and I don't know if the XFL desires to have that kind of a relationship with the NFL. I'm assuming that they do. They're not stupid. But do you think that seeing that, you know, guys who played in that league get called up to the NFL, do you think that sort of, that's a positive and that's a promising sign that maybe there is room for something like this?
I do think it's a positive sign, but I also think you can't be so thirsty for it. That was one of my problems with the AAF. It felt like their business model was, hey, NFL, look at us and make us part of this. I think the XFL has already proven to us that the one thing they're going to be is patient. They didn't rush to market first. And then they've got broadcast partners that obviously are legitimate football broadcast partners. I think they need to rely first on building their own brand. And there is sort of a moment here where, you know, I'll go back to the Miley Cyrus. Like, don't make us think about Hannah Montana. Don't make me think about the NFL.
Yeah.
Build your own brand of the XFL and make that something worth watching. It's going to be, again, particularly difficult to do because I think they have picked major markets. When you look at some of those cities, how do you make the XFL relevant in a city that has the NFL? But that being said, I think you have to go out and you have to do it in your own way. Look, at the end of the day, if there's good football on Sundays in the middle of the spring, we're going to watch it. And it doesn't have to tie into anything else. The talent level will be fine if they just embrace the talent they have, market the stars they have, and let us know that the XFL is going to somehow, some way be here for more than just a few months and then the madness that comes after it.
Is there outrage for you, Fitzy, when it comes to the Kentucky Derby and the disqualification of maximum security? Or is the story that there's too many dang horses on the track at the Kentucky Derby? Where you come down on it?
I just think it's funny that all of a sudden we became experts on interference on a horse track. I mean, I didn't even know that that could be called, right? I mean, you got to look back at it and say, I'll rely on horse experts and racing experts. And I've heard from several of them over the last 24 hours that, hey, it was a tough call to make, but technically it's the right call. And I've said this before, I'll say it again, it is not a popular opinion, but if it's a foul in the first minute of the first regular season game, it's also a foul on the buzzer beater at game 7 in the finals. So if it's the right call, it's the right call. And nobody seems to be questioning whether or not it was the right call. It's just a question of how did they make that call in the moment. That's just where we are as a society now, man. We can't even let horse racing that most of us know nothing about just have a result. It has to be up to conspiracy theories and replay and officials. I mean, good God.
Yeah, no, it has gotten crazy.
Did you think Magic owed it to LeBron on the way out to sort of explain things to him? We know he didn't talk to Robin DeGeni on the way out, but did you think he owed it to LeBron?
I don't think he owes it to LeBron, but I do think that that's a statement to how dysfunctional things are for the Lakers.
No doubt.
I mean, because at the end of the day, Magic Johnson will forever be a Laker, and he's going to be a Laker. He's going to be a beloved Laker no matter what happens with the organization moving forward. It shows you how little the beloved Lakers think of LeBron, that there isn't even enough brotherhood there for him to feel like it was worth his time to hit up the biggest star of his generation, somebody that when he was signed by the Lakers, we were asking ourselves the question, is there any path that could get LeBron to the Mount Rushmore of Lakers? Right. And that's a very difficult thing to do. Well, what you just had is the second, because Kobe's never been quiet about it either, the second Mount Rushmore of Lakers type player turn around and basically tell you that LeBron is irrelevant to the history of the franchise. Man. That's a statement to me.
Yeah, it is for sure. Fitch, you're the best. We always appreciate the visit every single week, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yep, he is Jason Fitz. Joins us every single Monday here on the show. You know, you asked our young friend if she was from Sierra Leone. And the reason why you did that was because why?
I'm getting blown up.
You're getting blown up?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. By Sierra Leone?
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying?
Stop.
What? You don't know about this? What is it?
The whole town.
Everybody in Memphis is getting hit up by Sierra Leone.
I've been hit up.
My whole town.
Val Calhoun over at Fox 13 and did a story about it, has talked about it, has tweeted about it. Everybody's getting calls from Sierra Leone. I've gotten one. I made the foolish mistake of picking one up, listening.
This dude.
Who is this?
Look, can y'all imagine Jason, man? He's sitting around in his man cave, and he sees a Sierra Leone.
Of course you're going to use this as an opportunity to take your shot.
No, I'm not going to.
When there's a reasonable explanation.
No, this dude.
Yeah, I've been it too. Now,
this dude said, Sierra Leone's calling.
Back.
This must be my Diamond Connect. It's finally coming in. What's up, y'all?
Oh, you real funny.
Y'all got some diamonds for me? You about to go pick them up?
Bennett, don't laugh. You encourage this.
They gonna drop them off at the studio, man. Yeah, y'all got the diamonds for me yet? And then you got a $7 charge on your damn bill.
Are you gonna let me explain,
man,
or are you
good
just gonna
sponsorship coming
did.
Through?
He's like, oh man, Sierra Leone diamonds, man, they're coming. Diamonds are forever.
Dude, you just love that the spotlight ain't on you anymore. Dude, this is very simple. When my father calls from Belize, he uses calling cards.
Yeah.
Much like your Beale Street Music Fest tickets, those calling cards can be from anywhere, right? And so when he calls, a lot of times it'll pop up on my phone. I get weird ones, like the middle of Arkansas. I'll get Dominican Republic.
Uh-huh.
And so, I can't miss Dad's calls from the sticks of Belize. I typically pick up.
Yes.
Because it could be him on a calling card.
Yeah, but you
see,
also...
reasonable explanation, not my diamond broker from Sierra Leone. Y'all some fools for this one.
This dude thought he was about to get a wholesale deal on some blood diamonds, didn't you?
Apparently, is it a scam, Memphians? Don't call it back is the main thing.
This man was called back. Who you think you were going to get on the phone, man?
I thought it was my dad, fool. My dad from Belize. That's understandable for me.
Uh-huh.
Why are you or anybody else would pick up? You shouldn't.
Yeah. So Jason is one of the few. I mean, Channel 3, Channel 13, if you want to come interview this man, we'll get you.
That's man, interview me. You a fool. Nobody want to interview me for picking up.
Yes, they do.
Food.
Yes, they do. You're one of the few. You're one of the few who have actually called the number back.
You were the few people that still picks up their phone when
don't
a weird
do it
because
it hits your bill immediately, y'all.
Does it really?
Yes.
Let me just make it crystal clear for all the diamond scammers out there. Don't call me because I won't answer the phone. I never do.
I could be on fire in Bennett's front yard and this man wouldn't answer the phone.
If it's an emergency, text message,
Hank
please.
Hank from Horn Lake got 22 calls from Sierra Leone this week.